We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Monday morning. A man has been arrested after an assault with a handgun in southwest Wichita. Police say this happened early Sunday when police responded to a call about a disturbance with a weapon. Two men were inside a home with three juveniles when an unknown suspect approached the home, began banging on the door and shouting. The man fired two shots into the air. The officers arrived at the scene and arrested 59-year-old David England of Wichita on five counts of aggravated assault and one count of criminal discharge of a firearm. England was in possession of three handguns and marijuana. Gasoline prices holding steady across the country, but there could be a slight drop on the horizon.
If crude oil prices don't jump, we're going to see a decline at the pump, I think, a modest one, by the end of the month, in part because of the summer blend requirements disappearing, and in part because there's plenty of gasoline around.
That's industry analyst Trilby Lundberg referring to the more expensive formula that refiners use for summer gasoline. Over the past 2 weeks, the average price for regular gas held steady at $2.91 per gallon. Avoiding a government shutdown, that's the goal for Congress, working on a tight schedule to beat the clock.
House and Senate leaders must hammer out differences on spending bills and then convince President Trump to sign off to avoid a pre-election government shutdown at the end of the month. So far, no spending package has included President Trump's request for border wall funding. The president has signaled a willingness to shut down the government over the issue, but more recently said the funding may need to wait until after the midterm elections. Republican leaders are downplaying the threat of a shutdown. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Trump is back on the campaign trail for GOP candidates in the upcoming midterm elections, while former President Barack Obama is on the campaign trail for Democrats. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more.
While top Republicans say there's always a chance they could hold on to the majority in the House, they are not overly optimistic because going back 150 years, the president's party almost always loses House seats in midterm elections. In the Senate, though, GOP leaders are a bit more optimistic and believe they'll not only keep their majority, but will likely add a seat or two to it. Now, President Trump is planning to attend dozens of rallies between now and November to help his party out. And with former President Obama hitting the campaign trail as well, this is shaping up to be a face-off between the faces of both parties.
It's 17 years since the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. And local firefighters honored their fallen comrades by taking part in the annual Wichita Stair Climb.
The Wichita Stair Climb has been a tradition for several years. More than 200 firefighters took part in the event, which took place inside the Epic Center in downtown Wichita on Saturday. The climb is a way for them to remember the 343 fallen firefighters and first responders who died in the Twin Towers at the World Trade Center. Participants climbed the equivalent of 110 floors to represent the height of the former World Trade Center Twin Towers. The fourth Wichita Stair Climb had firefighters from across Kansas, Oklahoma, and even as far as Colorado. It takes roughly 2 hours, and it's hard work to complete, but firefighters say the journey was worth it. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The Kansas State Fair is welcoming some unusual food vendors and new attractions this year, from deep-fried piña coladas to an inaugural bread sculpture contest.
The fair in Hutchinson opened Friday, featuring a food lineup that attempts to outdo outrageous concoctions from the past. This year's food vendors are serving deep-fried deviled eggs, pickles stuffed with sour hard candy, and burgers topped with a moon pie. Meanwhile, many new amusement rides, animal exhibits, competitions, and other attractions have filled the state fairgrounds. The Timberworks Lumberjack Show will be a main attraction this year. Kansas Wheat is also hosting a new contest at the fair to sculpt bread dough into creative pieces. The final day for visitors to take in the extraordinary food offerings and attractions is September 16th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few low clouds as we start today, mostly sunny, our high this afternoon, 78. We will be clear and 61 overnight, and then sunny on Tuesday with tomorrow's high in the low 80s. It doesn't look like we'll see any chance of rain throughout the remainder of the week or right on into next weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, calm, no wind out there, 56 degrees, 56 Ted's, almost chilly out there this morning. Today is Monday, September 10th, 2018. On this date in 1956, Elvis Presley made his first of three appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. He sang Love Me Tender, Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, and Ready Teddy.
Just about the hottest act in the world
it
at that
was.
Point.
And I, as a six-year-old, was watching on that Sunday night the Ed Sullivan Show with my brothers and learned the lyrics to that wonderful song, Hound Dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That's crying.
Right. Crying.
All the time.
Of course, I had a dog, and I sang to the dog. All right. That was on this date in 1956.
Wish we had video of that.
Yeah, wish you did. Time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell with us this morning after a long, long night at Jubilee the other night. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Had a great time, and I suppose that's a better lead-in to the mayor. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I'll at least take that over what you guys have been doing.
What? Really? Okay. Well, we try to be respectful whenever possible with you, and
this isn't comedy hour.
We appreciate your age. So how did you enjoy Jubilee the other night?
That's such a great event, and it brings thousands of people together, and they truly have a good time and raise an awful lot of money for the zoo, which is outstanding. We have one of the best zoos in the country.
No doubt. Hey, listen, my wife, St. Shelley, and your wife hit it off, and I didn't think we were going to pry them apart. Those two started talking, and it was like they'd known each other all their lives.
I know it, and that's a little scary.
Yeah, it is. They could plot behind our backs.
Exactly. Maybe. It's always great to see St. Shelley.
Maybe St. Shelley will give your wife the old recipe for her chocolate chip cookies, and then you'd be one happy guy the rest of your life there.
I'll be one round guy the rest of my life.
Yeah, you got a pretty good start on that right now.
They don't have to go behind your backs to plot. I think they're doing it right out front.
Right, exactly.
No kidding. Hey, listen, I see that on the agenda for the city council meeting tomorrow, you've got Union Station tax plan. Could you give us a brief look at that? What's that all about?
So that's the next phase of Union Station, and they've shared some renderings with us that takes that build out nearly all the way to Waterman. It really looks great. So it's just part of the renewal of Union Station and what they're trying to do there and build some pretty neat stuff, bringing jobs to Wichita and new amenities, and looking forward to them continuing. The nice thing about the financial package they're using, simply 100% of our dollars go to public infrastructure. So that's a great program when it works. It's really, really good. And this one's going to be, I think, special.
Okay, now I'm seeing that you're going to also look at a consultant's contract for baseball. The stadium, you made the big announcement last week, and I wanted to follow up and see what's the next step on that stadium, sir?
So we finally, after 3 years of working on this, we're able to share with the community that we're bringing AAA baseball back to the city. A couple of things that we have to do, obviously, the wing nuts have a contract to play there through 2024, and so we have to buy out their contract, and we also have to finish the contract for the baseball consultant that helped us land this AAA team, and then we're going to be putting out an RFP to take the stadium down, and then we'll be selecting the team to design and build the new stadium. So it's several steps in the process yet, and you're going to see that next step take place tomorrow at the city council meeting. But it's, I think, something that's really going to help Wichita. I've already heard from my friends at Spirit and Coke and many of those said, thank you, Mayor. This is going to help us when we try and recruit top-level talent to come to Wichita. Wichita, Kansas, it's these kinds of amenities that add to the mix that will allow us to recruit more people to come here.
How much is the buyout on the Wingnuts? How much money do we have to buy out that
company? About $2.2
million. $2.2 million.
The nice thing is, all of it comes from the new stadium rent. So we knew that we were going to have to buy them out. So calculated into all of the dollars that we need to generate so that locals aren't paying that was the base rent. And so that will be coming up also. So this kind of tells you a little bit of a difference between the two. The new team will be paying us about $300,000 a year in rent payments. The old team paid us $25,000 a year in rent.
Hey, I had a question. I had some people ask me about the potential footprint of the new stadium. Is the church there at the corner of McLean and Douglas staying there, or are they moving?
So we don't know that for sure.
Okay.
I've been shown a couple of different renderings. That's really up to the church and some private developers that want to look at opportunity to develop around the baseball stadium, because what we do want to see is kind of a baseball village spring up, and we know the team wants to bring some opportunities with them because they have close ties with developers. But I've heard the church wants to downsize their footprint and potentially stay there. I've also heard the church might totally move so that the whole area can be redeveloped into a baseball village, and that still remains to be seen on potentially what that becomes.
Okay.
And also the fact that McLean Boulevard, will it be preserved on the west side there? You're not at that point yet, are you, making those
decisions?
We're
really not at that point.
Yeah.
One of the things that we're going to have to get done once we figure out exactly who's developing and who all the players are, we need to master plan that area so that it does work well, and it's one cohesive plan that works well with baseball. So the team's going to get an opportunity to develop some land around there. We know that they want to look at potentially, you know, a wide variety of opportunities like building a hotel or business park, along with some themed restaurants that they would like to see come in around the stadium. And the stadium itself will have some nice food vendors and restaurants inside it. So it's going to be a whole unique experience and a completely different fan experience that I believe that non-baseball fans will enjoy gathering there as well.
All right, Mr. Mayor, thanks for your time as always this morning. We look forward to seeing talking to you next week at this time.
Absolutely. Take care.
Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, Stephen Ted here. It's 7:43 now. Coming up, we've got a look at business news, Wichita Business Journal update, and that's on the way. Traffic and weather coming up. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.